From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during his transition to the White House were lawful. Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to federal agents, and he has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. In his first remarks since Flynn entered the guilty plea, Mr. Trump said there was absolutely no collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia. President Trump has praised the U.S. Senate's passage of a Republican Party tax overhaul bill.
We passed the largest tax cuts in the history of our country and many other things along with it. Tremendous tax reform, but it was the biggest package in terms of tax cuts ever passed in our country.
Republicans say the $1.5 trillion tax reform bill will grow the U.S. economy. Democrats disagree, saying these sorts of bills usually leave most Americans in worse financial shape. A few hurdles have to be overcome before a final tax package can become law. The Senate and the House of Representatives versions must be reconciled before the president gets a chance to sign it into law. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's president in Cairo ahead of today's counter-extremism conference, focusing on West Africa. During the meeting, Secretary Mattis offered condolences for the recent terror attacks on a mosque in Sinai. Cairo, the first stop on a four-nation tour for Mr. Mattis, which also includes Jordan, Kuwait, and Pakistan. This is VOA News. North Korea's foreign ministry has denounced the joint Air Force drill between the U.S. and South Korea, which it claimed as the largest aerial drill against the state. South Korea and the United States Air Forces are scheduled to hold a joint drill from December 4th to 8th, and about 12,000 U.S. personnel will participate with South Korean troops, while 230 aircraft will be flown at least at 8 U.S. and South Korean military installations. United Nations Security Council ministers will meet this month to discuss North Korea's nuclear missiles program. Reuters' Grace Lee has our report.
The UN has a lot planned for North Korea this month. An announcement today confirming a meeting of Security Council ministers on December 15th to discuss the country's nuclear and missiles program. It comes just days after North Korea successfully launched a new ballistic missile, which experts say could reach most of the United States. Another separate meeting will be held to discuss human rights abuses, an annual meeting that Pyongyang's ally China tries to prevent every year. North Korea has repeatedly rejected accusations of human rights abuses and blames economic sanctions for its dire humanitarian situation. But a landmark 2014 UN report said that North Korean security chiefs, and possibly Kim Jong-un himself, should face justice for overseeing a state-controlled system of atrocities, which the report says were comparable to crimes committed by Nazis during World War II.
That is Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the so-called Global Compact on Migration. The UN General Assembly unanimously adopted the declaration pledging to uphold the rights of refugees. The U.S. says the declaration contains numerous provisions that are inconsistent with American immigration and refugee policies and the Trump administration's immigration principles. Tropical cyclone has triggered heavy rain and winds in southwestern India, killing at least eight and damaging homes, power lines, knocking down trees. Hundreds of people have moved into emergency shelters to wait out the storm in Tamil Nadu state after several people were killed by falling trees and power lines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with the chief minister of Tamil Nadu and assured him of government support with recovery efforts. And the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts here in Washington bestowing the Kennedy Center Honors, highest award in the U.S. for a performer. This year's honorees, announced last summer, include LL Cool J, the first hip-hop artist to receive the prestigious award.
That's the latest world news from VOA.